risen, ascended, and glorified Lord, take my words, our thoughts, and our hearts, that we may understand your will for us. Amen. In our church, there is only really one stained glass window, but it is huge. It's at the east end of the church. And when I first came in 2014, I wasn't really struck by it, if I'm honest. The colours seemed very gaudy, and I wasn't really sure about the six-pack that Jesus has as he's ascending or returning. You're not entirely sure which it is in the window. But over the last nearly 6 years now, I have come to love this window. It's one of the things that I miss about not going into the church. And I thought I would describe it for those of you who don't know it. Many of you will know it and love it like I do. It's a huge arched window with three separate panels to it, and right at the top, a roundel with God Almighty sitting with flames of fire and with a rainbow behind him, or maybe on his lap. And then in the central section, the central panel of the window, is Jesus Christ, as I say, returning in glory or maybe ascending. I like to think it's a bit of both, who knows. And he is surrounded by flames. And also then, in the panels either side of the window, there are angels. Angels bearing the crown of thorns, the cross, the keys, and the sword of life. And right down in the corner is the dove, the Holy Spirit, coming and overshadowing Mary. You have the child Jesus in the middle of the window as well. And then right down at the bottom, a vase of lilies. And it took me a very long time to notice it, but on the very bottom of the right-hand panel of the window is a tiny little weather vane, and it points east, of course, to Jerusalem. The whole of our Christian story is bound up in this window. It has the whips and the dice, the cloak that was ripped from Jesus at his death, and then it also has his nativity. And then right in the middle, it has the cup, the chalice, that we all drink from, usually on a Sunday morning. And it is this chalice that links the child Jesus to the risen and ascended Lord. It is this chalice that bears the hope for us in the window. It's this chalice that you could see as a chalice of suffering, the cup of suffering that Christ has to undergo in his death on the cross. But from it, from that suffering, comes great hope and great life. Everything is held in this window. The birth, the baptism, the ministry, the death and resurrection of Jesus are gathered, reconciled and held. I can't see this window when I'm standing behind the altar usually. It's behind me. But occasionally, if the sunlight is coming through the window at the right angle, on the wall opposite, you can see the image of God or the image of Christ reflected, the colours dancing on the wall at the west end of the church. And sometimes, as I hold the bread aloft at the end of the Eucharistic prayer and say, with whom and in whom and through whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. That whole sense of the story of God and my part in it makes sense. It's just a glimpse of the perfection that is promised. It is the risen, ascended and glorified Christ who looks back at me from those colours, and it is a reminder to me, as I lift the body in blood, that God has raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion. It is he who has all of that now. And it is a reminder to me that however unworthy I am to handle his body and blood, however unworthy any of us are to receive his body and blood, however awful life might be seeming for us individually or in the world, that actually we are held in his authority. Earth is raised to heaven, and heaven touches earth, and in so doing we are held in the wholeness of creation. Remarkably, because of his love and care, he holds out his hand in blessing, offering us in those moments wholeness, reconciliation, new beginning, life, and most importantly of all, hope. Every time we come to take his body and blood in our hands, it is an expression of hope. A hope that many people looking around the world would dismiss as childish and useless. But this is the hope that sent the apostles into Jerusalem with great joy, not sadness that their friend had finally physically gone from their sight. This is the hope that filled their hearts as they waited for what they had been promised, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is the hope that lingered, even though they realised that what they still wanted, namely the kingdom of Israel to be restored, wasn't actually going to happen now. And this is the hope that we must hold on to as we look at the world. This is the hope we must hold on to despite what we see happening across the world, not only with coronavirus. Unfortunately, coronavirus has taken the headlines, and that means that other things are happening behind those headlines. There is still war in Syria. There is still famine in the Yemen. There are still arms being sold between countries. There are still climate change happening in many countries. People unable to grow the crops they would have ordinarily done so because the climate cycle has changed so much. There is still people who are doing back-breaking work for no money. People working in sweatshops. There are countries around the world that are completely ignoring the coronavirus and just sending people back to work, in a way, experimenting. Let's see how many people die, shall we? Because the economy is much more important. There are still people being stoned to death, people executed on a daily basis for things like taking a loaf of bread. It's easy to just read the headlines about coronavirus and to be fearful with this, let alone look at the headlines that are missing. Surely that just adds to our fear. And without communion to have each week, it's all very well to talk about how we take his body and blood in our hands and that being our hope. But now we don't have that. So does that mean that we are hopeless? No, it does not. Instead, we need to hold out our hands and our hearts to the love of Christ, to that hope that was given to the disciples as he went from them, promising them that they would not be left alone. This is the hope we must hold on to despite the pain we see all around us. This is the hope we must hold on to despite our own losses, tragedies, pains and sorrows. And this is the hope that we must not only hold on to, but sing about. For this is the hope that has brought about kingdom moments in our world down through the ages. This is the hope that offers change. This is the hope that will eventually, in God's time, bring about the new heaven and the new earth. This is the hope that allows us to live anew each day. For the Spirit has been given to us, those who believe in the power of God to transform all things. And in the power of the Spirit, we can bring the hope of eternal life in the presence of him who died for us to others. But we have to know the hope, live the hope, and tell the hope first. As Jesus ascends to be with the Father, we can hear the echo of all the words of Scripture. We're told in the reading of Acts that he opened their eyes to the Scriptures before he ascended. This was the fulfillment of the whole of God's plan from creation until this time. And now we wait with hope for the return of Christ. There are many people around us who give us hope at this time. And many people that we can look to from the past who give us hope. Hope to continue on the day-to-day journey. Hope to continue waiting. And as we wait in these 10 days between Ascension Day today and Pentecost on the 31st of May, I want to encourage us to pray for hope, to pray for the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on each of us, on our church and on our world, that there might be a new realization of hope and love in the world. One of my favourite poets, Maya Angelou, was an author, a Christian, and a Black rights campaigner. She died remarkably in 2014. She was a woman of hope despite living through difficult, frightening, and dangerous times. Maya was a woman who, despite everything, rose with hope in her heart each day because she knew herself as she was to be loved by God, to be worthy of that love, and she knew the Spirit of God deep in her heart, where she had her being. She only ever wanted that hope to be there for other people and for others to know the fullness of living in the light of that hope, despite what was happening around them. I'd like to finish by reading you one of her poems, Still I Rise. It is a poem that speaks of the hope to be found in the human spirit, and how hope can defy and transform the structures that seem to imprison us. It speaks of the ultimate Christian hope to be found in death. It is a poem which could be written about any of us, but it is also a poem which could embody Christ, his ministry, trial, death, resurrection, and ascension. May we all find the hope of Christ in our hearts, and may we always rise to find the hope. Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.